This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I would argue that the 90s put out some of the best TV shows in history.
I wouldn't argue with you. I would agree with you.
I think that's just the absolute best. And there's a website that put together this piece on TV shows from the 90s that, quote, changed the world.
Okay, that's a little profound and a little exaggerated, but let's go with it.
Yes, and this is everything from storytelling to deep themes, genre experimentation, all things that made these change the world. And Migs, you want to put us to the test.
Yeah, because I feel like both of you are fans of 90s television.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I found the theme songs to all these TV shows that they claim to have changed the world. I want you to see if you can figure out what TV show. Some are going to be really easy. Others might be a little hard. So I guess we'll find out.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So this is the first one that they listed as a TV show that changed the world. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
This should be the easiest one.
The Simpsons.
I like that you got it before they even said the name. According to the website, they said that they reshaped comedy, animation, and pop culture as we know it. I wouldn't disagree.
Yeah. It's one of the longest running programs ever.
Never seen one episode.
Not even one episode.
Not even. I was not allowed to watch it as a child. And then, yeah, I just never watched any of them.
See, my parents let me watch it because it was a cartoon. So yeah. I didn't even put two and two together until I was wearing like a Bart Simpson shirt and got in a little bit of trouble at school because the shirt said, "Eat my shorts." And apparently that was a big no-no.
Oh.
So then my parents were like, "Wait, we need to see what this show is that you're watching." And then they were a little, they still let me watch it, but they were like, "Oh, we should probably keep an eye on this show."
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Friends.
Oh, gosh. Taryn Daly is just on top of this.
Give me a chance, Taryn.
A global phenomenon that defined the modern sitcom. Yo, do we need to give her, like, give you a head start?
No.
Okay. Yes.
Honestly, but again, though, that's another one that I never watched one episode of.
You've never seen a single episode of Friends?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
See, I think because, and I'm sure people have said this to you before, because I know you're a fan of How I Met Your Mother.
Yep.
Which, basically, How I Met Your Mother is just a newer version and a better version, if you ask me, of
Thank
Friends.
Thank you. Yes, I agree.
But I think you'd enjoy Friends because it's kind of a similar vibe.
Sure.
All right, next one. This one I probably wouldn't have gotten right, but I feel like you guys are probably more into this show than I was.
Was this like Tales from the Crypt?
No.
Is it Goosebumps?
No. I know it, but I can't place it. It's elevated teen TV and improved that any genre can be emotionally profound. Think about slaying people.
Oh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Bam.
Okay.
Oh. I thought for sure you two liked that
show. Shows that I barely watched. I was not really into Buffy.
Never saw that one either.
Okay. All right, I feel like this one is always going to be one that we debate about as being one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Nailed
it. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Turn
nothing into something and change TV comedy forever.
Would you say that Seinfeld was kind of like the Friends before Friends?
Well, it was kind of like the lead-in, because I think it was Seinfeld would air on, what was it, NBC, and then after that was Friends.
Oh.
So, but in a way, it did kind of pave the way, I feel.
Like totally. New York, Friends. Hey, yeah, it makes sense.
I like Seinfeld better than Friends, though.
No, that's fair.
That's fine. Oh, this is X-Files?
Yep,
X-Files. Never watched enough. I watched one episode. It was the incest episode. And if you ever watched X-Files, you know the episode I'm talking about. And it kind of traumatized me.
You're like, and we're done here.
I'm wondering if you guys will be able to figure this one out. Again, these are the 90s TV shows that changed the world. Turned medical dramas into high-stakes, character-driven epics.
ER.
Yes.
Nice.
This is like more my mom's. Like, my mom used to watch all of these shows.
Because your mom's cool.
Well.
And you're making us feel old now.
Yeah.
All right, we got a couple more?
Yeah.
All right, how about this one?
Free.
I mean, we know the theme's Law & Order.
Yeah. Yep. And we'll watch Law & Order to this day every Sunday.
All right, I got one more, and I think this one is truly the best show from the 90s. I don't know if it really changed the world, but I sure as hell enjoyed it when I was a teen.
Nine up to 2-0.
Bam!
Beverly Hills, baby.
Also, how is Baywatch not on this list?
Okay.
Yeah, it isn't.
I mean, that's very disappointing.
Because the other shows that we didn't get to, like Charmed and Twin Peaks, were the other two shows that helped change the world when it comes to television shows in the 90s.
Also, where was Full House?
Was Full House more like late 80s?
No, I mean, I think it, maybe 89, but its peak was in the 90s.
I think we all just can agree that the 90s were the goat of TV sitcoms.
See, you guys aren't Gen Xers, but you're speaking like true Gen Xers, and I appreciate that.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.